A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, December 16th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Lancaster House Agreement as the ruling ZANU-PF party is currently meeting in Mashingo for its annual conference. We, of course, want to ask the question whether the Lancaster Agreement, which paved way for Zimbabwe's independence, has been fulfilled, or the aspirations of Zimbabweans have been fulfilled after that agreement was signed in 1979.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Lancaster House Agreement.
Following a meeting of Commonwealth heads of government held in Lusaka from 1 to 7th of August, London issued invitations to the leaders of the Patriotic Front and Bishop Abel Tendekai Muzorewa to participate in a constitutional conference at Lancaster House. The purpose of the conference was to discuss and reach an agreement on the terms of an independence constitution, and that elections should be supervised under British authority to enable Rhodesia to proceed to legal independence and the parties to settle their differences by political means.
The conference opened on the 10th of September under the chairmanship of Lord Carrington, British Secretary of State for Foreign and Commonwealth Affairs. The conference concluded on December 15th after 47 plenary sessions. The final peace agreement was signed on the 21st of December 1979.
If you wish to join our show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. I'll repeat that again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming, so you can follow us on VOA Studio 7, VOA Debele, and VOA Shona. Yay.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi trauti timbo zora ndangariro tichienda kuna 1979 paka nyoriranwa chubumirano chekupedza hondo yange ichi beba moto paka tipe mauto erodija ne vakomana ne vasikana vairwa hondo vari kuMozambique ku Zambia ne kune dzimwe nyika kuna na Tanzania uko kuda kuti vasunungure Zimbabwe. Tida kutaura nezve chibvumirano ichocho uye kuti pane zvinhu zvaifanira kunge zvakazadzikiswa zvakaitwa here nehurumende iripo ye ZANU-PF inova iri kusangana pari zvino kumasvingo uko pamusangano wayo wepagore. And Gibbs.
Yes, Rwanda valingalichona njani namhlanje ke siya changu ludala sikhumbula ke Lancaster House conference. Yenziwa ngo-1979 kula ngale eBritane. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke lapha kwabuthaniswa ababelwisana nohulumende ka-Ian Douglas Smith lo-Abel Muzorewa, ababalisa ke umnumzana uJoshua Nkomo wayekhokhela iPatriotic Front, kuzobuya ke lo mnumzana uRobert Mugabe wayekhonapho ke kuPatriotic Front. Singathi ke khona ngale ke siyezwa ukuthi kwakudingwa ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe liwe lozibuse njalo lokuthi amasosha wona lawo ayengawezipra lezandra lezandla kuzobuya le-Rhodesia rifles babeke phansi isikhali kukhunyiswane umlota. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lokho kwalotshelwana isivumelwano lesi lina lime ngaphi, liyathakazelela okwenzakalayo kumbe lokho lisithi kade singani kufasile sibili. Asifuna ukuzwa ngani zulu kandaba, asixoxene sibone.
Which countries were in attendance? There was Britain, of course, which was hosting the United States of America, Tanzania, Mozambique, Zambia, and of course, Rhodesia. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Douglas Mahia, the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. Mr. Mahia, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Mahia, where were you when the Lancaster House Constitution was signed? And, you know, what do you think is happening today, you know, as to that constitution that was drafted at that time and today? Where are we?
Personally, by that time, I was in the forefront. Mm-hmm. I may want to register the fact that I am one of the detachment commanders who kept the Chimurenga War flame burning. I was leading a detachment in Chitepo sector, MMZ province. And that was the time people went to Lancaster. And surely if we try to review the political developments from 1980 to now, a lot needs to be explained. And a lot did not happen for reasons probably that we want to find out from those who are involved as to why those things did not happen.
Maybe before we look at modern-day Zimbabwe, let's go back to 1979. You said you were a detachment commander. I mean, what was the feeling like in the camps when the leaders went to Lancaster to negotiate? Were you hopeful or you were ready to fight? If it fails.
Let me tell you that war, surely it was never a dinner party. Nobody liked war. Mm-hmm. But the level of determination that the young people had at that time could only allow us to keep on fighting until victory was achieved. And when people went to Lancaster, nobody trusted the British. Nobody trusted the Americans or the people whom we were fighting against, including the Americans and other people. So what was going to come out of there was expected to be quite representing as to the objectives and the principles of the revolution. And that is all we expected.
Interesting.
But let me register also that the war fighters, the fighters, were prepared to go through if Lancaster had collapsed.
Yeah, now, looking at some people who actually participated in the Lancaster House talks, you know, it seems as if the majority are late now, and maybe there are only one or two that are left. But do you think that at the end of the day, Zimbabwe actually achieved what it wanted?
It must be understood by the nation and the world that the Lancaster House Agreement was not going to be achieved over a day. To us, it was a continuation of the revolution, because the implementation of the Lancaster House Constitution was going to be gradual, and it was going to be a process rather than an event. So that is what happened.
Thank you so much. Of course, it was a compromise agreement, and we'll see that from 1979 there have been many compromises in Zimbabwe's history. We'll discuss that as well. Tinemwe mutereri wedu vadube variparunare. Makadii vadube?
Maidube.
Oh, ndimaidube. Makadii henyu?
Ndinofara makadii
henyu. Aiwa, tiripo zvedu. Maidube, manga maberekwa here 1979 patiri kutaura zveLancaster apa?
Ndave nemwana zvekutoti hondo payairohwa ndakandi nemwana asati ofamba.
Masiyana nesu mabone free sure. Saka manga muri kupi panguva iyoyi painyorerana zvibvumirano izvi?
Ndaiva kumusha masvingo kwachivi.
Saka mainzwa sei
nezvekuzvi
taura
ina hangu pazvinyaya yezvibvumirano yamuri kutaura ndikuda kudavidza hangu ndichiti isu muzvovhiringidzika kwazvakazoita takavona kuti zvose zvibvumirano zvakabva taugwa hazvina nokuti mombe dzedu mu1983 dzakafa dzose kati chikoti 10 years mombe dzofa tikaita 10 years mombe dzofa saka ndokuona kuti zvokwadi utungamiriri kwapinda hakuna kutendedzwa naMwari chaivo ipapo hatina kuwana rugare nazvino tiringotambura kusvika mhino izvezvi tiri kuhava tichotaura kuti ha unobhova aniwe zvototinetsa kuti tongofana vana vedu vachitambura isi varume vedu va vasina kudzidza vachingosevenza vachisevenza vaoga mabasa vasina kudzidza
saka musi kufara nekuuya kweyatingati independence kana kuwana kuzvitonga kuzero kupande zvakawanda zvamuri gunun'una nazvo
hatinambovhera taifarira ndofuna takangopinda independence gore rimwe chete kubva 1980 amwe makore ose tatinga tafarita tosuwa nazvo kuti kusei zvichidai nekuti ivo varungu vachatonga vanga vatisingazvivoni zvatava kuvona kubva ipapo tiri kungotambura hatina kuwana rugare nazvino ende kuti ufambe uchitaurako kuti ndiinunyika yekwangu hazvitoiti uchava munhu unenge musungwa mukati menzvimbo yaugere
musangano wezanu pf uriko kumasvingo uko zviri kufamba sei
ndinamboindako vanoisaridza zvekuti munhu kunofanira kuinda munhu one muwadi
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru maidhube nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinotenda munhu wacho zvinotigwadza hausi muraramiro ende tinoshaya kuti wogadzirisa ndiani kudai vomwari ndovachagadzirisa nekuti takapindurwa nenyoka mumba yatingagoni kubudisa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
zvakanakai
that day is maidhube in Masvingo province, she says in 1979, she had a child already, so she was grown up. And she's saying, though, that, you know, she's not happy. You know, the aspirations that she had, you know, after independence have not been fulfilled. And as a result, she's a very bitter woman. She's not saying she's not happy at all. And she says she's not free in an independent Zimbabwe. Gibbs.
And this is what Blessing Mr. Nkomo said on behalf of the Patriotic Front at the Lancaster House Conference. I quote, "The sovereign Zimbabwean people must, acting through their own freely chosen representatives in parliament, be free and fully vested with the power to exercise complete dominion over resources from time to time as need arises. They must be free to reorganize the social, political, and economic institutions and structures and be free to shape their own destiny as a nation without having to pander to any racial, ethnic, tribal, religious, social, or other interests or differences." I think that was a very powerful kind of statement. So, ngesintu konapa ke uNkomo ayikhuluma ukuthi ke abantu beZimbabwe kumele bakhululeke bazizwe bengabantu phakathi kwabantu njalo ukuthi nxa befuna ukwenza abakufunayo bakwenze bejabulile njalo kungabe khona inketa bejabi kumbe ukuthiwa kumbe ku-tribal kumbe kunjaninjani kumele ukuthi abantu bahloniphane bayenze konke bendawonye njalo betshintshe beguqule konke lokho abakufunayo so yikho ngibakube kanjalo so Mr. Mahia, reading from what Mr. Nkomo was saying, he was, you know, looking at a society that was going to be very free, and that is Zimbabwe. Do you think that Zimbabweans right now are actually free to, you know, do anything of their choice and exercise their rights?
Yes, we have problems in the implementation and adoption of socialist principles. And the socialist principles that I'm talking about are not the borrowed principles that the revolutionary fighters used. But they are the socialist principles that we invented, like you have heard the woman from Masvingo talking about that we only enjoyed independence for only 1 year. Mm-hmm. It is the socialist kind or the socialist blend that was born out of the interaction between the liberation forces, the fighting forces and the enemy and the people. These people spoke what they wanted to hear. And they gave that treasure to the war veterans. And the war veterans, they've got the thesis. In other words, we went to those schools, and the thesis derived from the revolutionary principles are with the war veterans. The war veterans were supposed to have been members of either of parliament or into institutions, social, economic, and political, in order to be able to to introduce the requirements that of the masses, those things that the masses were talking about to prevail in an independent Zimbabwe. And this political material is not is only with the war veterans and not with any other person who holds a position who is in Masvingo as I speak. They are talking about a subject that they do not know about. That is why the masses are do not seem to be enjoying the freedom that they expected.
Mm-hmm. Imwe nyaya yakanetsa kupalangesta apa yanga iri nyaya yeminda iyi vamahiya panga paine mashoko ekuti kuda Britain haina kuzozadzikisa zvayanga yavimbisa zvekuti ichabatsira kana kuti kupa compensation paminda vamwe vachiti hurumende pakapera makore acho gumi ekuti yaifanira kunge ichigadzirisa nyaya yevhu haina kuita izvozvo yakamirira kuti itange yakundwa musarudzo dzereferendum neNCA kwakuzotanga kutora minda munoona sei nyaya iyoyi chibvumirano ichochi chitarisa nyaya yeminda
Nyaya yevhu ndo nyaya yakaita kuti vanhu vaende kunorwa hondo yechimurenga. Chitenderano changa chichitaura kuti pa 10 years ndipo pamakufanira kuti munge muchibata zvine chekuita neminda. Asi hurumende hapana chayakakwanisa kuita. Kwatiri zvakaita sokuti kudai yanga ine mamwe matambudziko aisina kutaura. Asi ndokuzoona kuti vanhu vapinda dambudziko. Vanhu vakaenda kunotora ivhu. Let me explain. It's not the government. Mao veterans akatoona kuti zvinenge zvodokukona. Saka chati tinoita sevanhu vanezenge vasina chavafira. And yet ivhura tiri kutaura here harisi muhomwe ririko ngatichienda ikoko kuminda kwacho ikoko tinotora. Ndozvakaita kuti ivhu rizopiwa kuvanhu. Nokuti vanga vachida kuzadzisa zvido zvevabereki vavo vakanga vakaenda kumajeri naivo vanga vakaenda kuhondo nokuda kwenyaya yevhu.
Thank you so much. We'll come back to that issue of the land. Of course, it was a controversial issue. I think Zimbabwe was supposed to start this land redistribution after 10 years. So the question is, why didn't it not happen after the expiry of those 10 years when it was clear that the so-called willing buyer, willing seller approach was not working. I think we have our second guest, Gibbs.
And that is Mr. Richard Ndebele, a former Zipra combatant. Mr. Ndebele, good evening and welcome to our program.
Yes,
salamukela kuhlelo baba Ndebele. Yeah, nxa sikhuluma ke ngodaba lo Lancaster House conference baba Ndebele. Sikhuluma sibili ngesikhathi esasingani isikhathi sesempi yenkululeko yangani yachisa sibili kwamagama. Ngesikhathi leso wawungaphi Ndebele? Ngamafishane.
Ngesikhathi se Lancaster House le okhuluma ngayo Ndebele.
Yeah.
Mina nganye ngathi ngangekho ngkhaya mina ngangufront ngaleso sikhathi.
Mhm.
Yenkazi ndi ngufront ndithi nanguofe ngansegangeni.
Mhm.
Bekhulumisa nabadala ngento yabo nalei kwakungabantu nje abalihlekanyana. Thina sasingekho sasemaphanini emaguswini lapha sisenza khona okwaba bevele besithume khona. Lathi sasivele sikusukele ngemakhaya. Ukuthi bavumelanani hayi ngeze ngaqamba amanga mina wami ngisasingekho ungabona umuntu elandisa esithula igorilla elandisa into eyenzakale Lancaster House neqinisi ukuthi yabe yihomemade uyabe ngasilo gorilla ngayiqiniso ngoba ngaleso sikhathi amagorilla hayi ngabuthananga eLancaster House kwakubuthi nezinkokheli kuphela kodwa ke engingakutsho mina engakubo engikwaziyo njengoNdebele bengingafisa kakhulukazi ukuthi ngeLancaster House nale okuthiwa yavunyelwana okwenzakalayo on the ground angiboni ukuthi kokwenzakala eLancaster House yangikhona naleyo ngoba ngicabanga ukuthi mina ngabe kuyavuma impilo kuthiwa yarewind wadube benza ukuthi mina uMargaret Thatcher lo Lord Soames le cabinet yabo ababuya nayo lapha ngo-1980 bezo announce basichasisele ukuthi nxa baresithi bona abantu beZimbabwe bavotile kuzwakele kodwa bona bazakhetha umuntu abamfunayo abasoze banike amaZimbabweans ngendlela abavote ngayo babesitshoni nalabo bantu ababakhetha ngaleso sikhathi balokho bekhona namhla bekhethwe yiBritain iBritain akayibuye isicasisele ukuthi abantu bona labo abanye bangikhona yebo lokho bekupower esazi kahle emhlophe iZimbabwe jikelele ukuthi bakhethwa iBritain namhla sebesibamba amehlo bathi bayizonda iBritain bekhethisana beqhamba amanga umagistrate akabuye azokhuluma ukuthi umuntu enalo abamfakayo namhla bathi bayamzonda bona beyibo abamfakayo batho ukuthini bangakhali ngokuthi ukuthi larigama election bangakhali ngokuthi umuntu uyenza belokho bemchothoza bona bekwazi ukuthi umanaja wabo abamfakele efemu yakuthi amanaje ilizwe labo dawazosichasisela ngoba abantu bezimbabwe bafuna bavota ngo-1980 babuye emagreti bathi bona asisilinike njengendlela livote ngayo umuntu wethu esimfunayo akathesi bakwenza-ke lokho sathi hayi kathi nxa umuntu kade sisiza nawe usuthi yona uzasiphakulela usinike ngendlela wena ofuna ngayo thina besisilwa nawe utho ukuthini wathiwaseningama-distance sokumele libulawa
ye so ngokubona kwena Ndebele ongabe wanqoba mbani ukhethelelo ngamafutshane
angikwazi wanqoba ngoba mna kangivotanga mhlambe i-light machine gun ufana mingangisegangeni kodwa engikwaziyo mina ikuthi abantu bezimbabwe bona labo bavotele uGwesitema ngale emashonaleni angikwazi ukuthi Gwesitema ngubani ngapha emadebeleni sasithi sivotela ujoshua ufather zimbabwe ujoshua nkomo right sekuvotiwe-ke iBritain yakhuluma yathi wena abantu bezimbabwe bavotile uyazi ukuthi idube le ndaba le mnawami ifuna ethi lensi ikhulule ethi lensini kodwa iyabulalisa ngoba abanye bayakufa ngoba sokuvuka amanxeba amadala
ye wotisime khonapho wotisime khonapho kancane zaphinda kubize ungakhathi kodwa ifoni so what Mr. Ndebele is saying is that you know he was in the bush at the time this agreement was actually signed. He was getting his light machine gun, you know, in Kai down there. And he says, you know, only a few people went to the Lancaster House conference. And those people agreed whatever they agreed. And not a lot was explained to most of them. And what they know is that elections were supposed to be conducted. And those elections were conducted. But he claims that Britain actually imposed their own candidate. And he believes that in Mashonaland, they voted for a person by Chibuzidetsi. What we know is Mr. Nkomo. And he says in Matabeleland, they voted for Father Zimbabwe, who is Mr. Joshua Nkomo. So he says this issue, up to now, there are so many people with doubts whether Mr. Mugabe was elected by the people. So at the end of the day, he says that, you know, Britain should actually explain some of these things. Because now they are saying Mr. Mugabe is a bad person, and yet maybe the champion his kind of election.
Rekai tiende kune mumwe muteereri wedu. Vamachaya makadi.
Ibu makadiwo baba.
Aiwa tiripo nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa iyi. Toda kuti tarise nyaya dzeLancaster totarisawo zviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino.
Ya, iminiwa chigumbura chokuLancaster chikai. Takatibatsira zvikuru panyaya yekupedza hondo. Nokuti muchibabo kunge vanhu ropazhinji ranga rava kuchiteuka manje vakati it's better tii tigare pasi. Titaurirani nokuti zvokuramba tichirwa nefutiri zvinongoteura ropa ende hapana chaibuda right pari zvino manje tichiona nesituation yavako manje zvavapo nezvokuti mapato ose anopikisa agarewo pasi like what has happened in 1979 voumba makoarisheni avo aya sezvavari kuita zviyai I think at the end of the day by 2018 tinokwanisa kunge tavava chinhu chimwe chete vanozviumba from now pagrace period yakawanda chaizvo vachionana kuona kuti who is capable of leading the country after 2018 or in the 2018 elections vokosiya zvose zvokutomborwidzana zvokuti bato rangu kubato rangu but vokutsvaga munhu one mumwe chete anokwanisa kuzotungamirira nyika in the 2018 elections ndokutoti vagozvigona nokuti chereo vana vamugabe nevakaramba vachiti hai vagatirambetichirwa tichiita zvefuti for sure ingadai ichingorwa hondo yacho mukatarisa kuti yakatanga 1963 vanhu vachingorovana 82 zvati for 13 years ropa richingoteuka vachiedza kubata varungu why because tapasina kuhalishe nokutiwo zapu yaikuvano kwayo zanu iri kwayo vakasangana mumabhesi vaitanga kufuranaka chavo murengozwa kuti vanhu vava vakurwa kwakati uya vhura akashwa vese futi Saka that is what is happening yake iko zvine. Mhm. Ava gadera, vano kutoshandisa iyo police kuti arite. Va anti MDC ikoko za ZPF ikoko ko bichari huko. Vakati vakati amau dem vale vakati sao avo futi ma political parties kuti arapa chi dispute avo zvinhu zvacho. Iya vachi dispute vachi influence vanhu kuti varapa vachi taradzana. Ndino osara vari solidarity. Ndino dead of the day patode kuti kuti avapinda futi avahwina.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamachaya.
Hello.
Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. According to Mr. Machai, he's saying the Lancaster House agreement was a sensible compromise, but was it? I think one of our reporters talked to retired Keno Patron Keta, Zapu's director of elections and former Zipra Kada, who says the Lancaster House agreement is to blame for the country's current problems because it denied the black majority the total independence for which they had waged the liberation war. But ZAPU President Dumiso Dabengwa says the Lancaster House agreement provides a good foundation, or rather provided a good foundation for the new nation of Zimbabwe, but poor leadership from early on brought the hardships that ordinary Zimbabweans are experiencing today. Back to you, Mr. Mahia. Was this a sensible compromise, the Lancaster House Agreement, or it is it caused these problems that came later on after 1979?
Surely, the Lancaster House Conference was a necessary development. It was a progressive development. In that, even the frontline states themselves at that time were unable to handle the influx of refugees and the economic destruction that was being caused by the Smith regime then. So the development of the war had also evolved to an extent that it had developed from a guerrilla warfare to almost a positional warfare. What it meant was that then the guerrillas were not going to hide, but were going to wait for the enemy and fight from a position. So it is the development of a guerrilla warfare from guerrilla warfare to regular warfare. What it means is that, like Zandla, we had three things that we needed to fulfill. It was fighting against the enemy and defeat him, be able to educate the people and conscientize them, and then produce. So really everybody else was supposed to be fighting from within. At that level of the revolution. So the implementation of the revolutionary principles is what went wrong in this country. The people who upheld the revolutionary principles are not the nationalists, but the revolutionaries, which are the fighting forces. So it is the exclusion of this force, the exclusion of this power. It is not only the power of the gun. They also transformed themselves to become the power of the people, leading the people politically in order to achieve a revolutionary objective. So it is this thing that is missing even today. That is why the former person, the other person who spoke on the radio, was saying we didn't enjoy, because they were veterans who were custodians of what was said by the masses, the aspirations of the masses, the think tank of the masses was excluded from the political development of Zimbabwe from 1980 to where we are today.
But some might argue, Mr. Mahia, that there are several war veterans who are actually running the government, and they did from 1980. And Mr. Mugabe himself is a war veteran.
You want to understand the fact that there was a political system. We fought a system and established a system. The system that we established is fighters. I was a political commissar. At one stage, the political system that we had put in place is known as the democratic centralism, a process by which you go and find out from the people who are at the grassroots right up to the top. And when the information gets to the top, it is transformed from the highest party organ to government, and transformed into an act of parliament. And when it comes down to the people, people will be proud that this is what we have asked our government to do. And it is this system that is not in place. Today, we find the highest organ of the party coming up with a policy and dropping it down to the people and giving people the solutions. Instead of getting solutions of problems from the people, then it becomes a people's government. That's where the problem is.
Thank you. Gibbs, let's quickly bring in Mr. Ndebele.
Let me just pose a very short question to Mr. Mahia. Mr. Mahia, I think you heard Mr. Ndebele saying that maybe the problem is the way, you know, the transition was actually handled. He is a former freedom fighter and still believes that Mr. Nkomo won the elections and the British had to pick their own person. Just briefly, can you respond to that?
It is wishful thinking, maybe. Because of non-transparency of the system, people may not be able to have said that. Let me be very clear here. ZANLA forces had actually occupied the bigger part of Zimbabwe and oriented politically and conscientized the people politically. And that made ZANU-PF to win. You must also understand that, or if we go back to 1980, that the British said ZANU was going to win because it had turned all its forces to become election campaigners in the area that it was operating. That's the only thing that made ZANU-PF win. All these other things can be best explained by people who understand them. What I understand is what I'm talking about. Because I'm a literate person. I knew what was happening in the West. I could get information through the radios. And I knew what was happening in Kukulangasta. So really, I can interpret that very clearly. But this other interpretation, I may not want to comment on that.
Thank you very much. Konecungweni baba Ndebele ngani uproducer wethu uyamdinga uyangizwa baba Ndebele?
Hello?
Yes, engikuzwa Ndebele, uyangizwa kuhle?
Yebo, yeah, ngiyakuzwa
Duke. Yes, ngathi nxa sesikhuluma ngokonoko ukuthi kwathiwa kuselakast house ngale kwakuyi-patriotic front, kubonakala ngaphi kuzithi abantu begcina besihlukana nje besiwa ngamaxukuxuku nje?
Angikwazi Dube ukuthi ngabe konakala ngabe. Uyabona ukuthi into ehluphayo Dube lapha ukuthi abanye abantu baphiwa ukukhuluma kakhulu. And ukukhuluma kumbe ukhuluma isikhiwa kumbe ukhuluma ulimi bani, ukuba at length ngokukhuluma akutho ukuthi ulungisa izinto futhi ngakutho ukuthi uyakwazi. Bakhona abantu abathi bayakwazi-ke ngoba bebala emabhukwini ngoba besithi bafundile. Ela ngikhuluma thina sikhuluma ngelasaawusingeleyo elibuzayo thina esasingekho bevumelana, kodwa ngithi mina njengoMndebele ngakuyikuthi khona amadoda la bakhuluma lokhu abakukhuluma konke lokhu, mina ngina-problem labo ukuthi lizwe litshekile kumbe ligqoke ama-farmashoes kumbe ligqoke amanyathela. Mina ngina-problem labo ngoba vele mina ngaba yintandane kudala. Ngithi mina i-Britain kayiqashise ukuthi lokho yakwenza ngo-1980 itshela umhlaba yayisitshoni, ngoba namhlanje yiba sebephenduka bathi bona uhulumende lokhona bekhuluma amabali amaninginingi ngaye. Mina ngifuna baqashise into abayenza ngo-1980 ngoba sabe siyakhuluma ngayo, sizama ukukhompela ukuthi hhayi sathi sokuhamba njani, sathawa imilomo kwathiwa sesinama-dissident kumele sibulawe. Yebo, asingakhulumi ngokukhuluma, asikhulumele from the start ukuthi kwahamba njani. Khumbula Dube ukuthi i-Britain ikhomentile last ngo-2013 senza ama-election la. Ithe yona ama-election eZimbabwe aka-2013 azafanana naka-1980 kungaka-announce ama-election ala, ibisikwazi njani i-Britain thina singakavoti? Namhlanje iyaphendula niyazi ukuthi amathiwa bangadlali ngengqondo zethu ngali ndlela mani, awusiigologu mani.
Siyakuza Dex.
Ayisiigologu Dube, ayisiigwa.
Ye, siyakuza kakhulu-ke. Ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana Ndebele. So what Mr. Ndebele is saying is that he doesn't know what happened to the Patriotic Front, which was actually led by Mr. Nkomo. And he says maybe some people were too good at speaking the English language, so they had to be picked and do whatever they wanted. And he says, but the bottom line is Britain has a lot to explain about what is happening in Zimbabwe today. He says, in terms of the land, in terms of what happened after independence, when there was that fire brigade massacre, massacres, whatever. And he says, they were brutalized, them as Zipras, they were called dissidents. Well, they actually complained, seeing that the situation was not going right. So he says, at the end of the day, they had to be brutalized and they're still not happy.
Let's go back to Mr. Mahia. Va Mahia tombo tarisa pane munguva yehondo panga paine zvainzi kune nzira dzemasoja dzekuzvibata nadzo zvanga zvabva kuChina izvi. Ko zvakazofamba sei neleadership code?
Yeah. Ndipo pandinogara nichitaura nguva dzese kuti kana tichitaura kuti kune nzira dzemasoja dzokutibata nadzo dzokuzvibata nadzo kune nyaya yeleadership code. Chinhu chatakaona isusu chitakatarisa Zimbabwe isusu tisati taanayo kuti kuchazova nemaitiro akadai pane zvakaita seleadership code, kuti nokuti unenge waa muhurumende unenge waakukwanisa kushandisa mikana iyoyo pamuita mari yakawanda. Saka takanga takataura a certain level kuti mari ino munhu anenge ane upfumi hunosvika pamwe pakanga pakataurwa hauchafaniri kuti unge uri muhurumende. Asi izvo zvakakona nekuda kwechikonzero chekuti vanhu vakazova pautungamiriri ndivo vakanga vasiri muhondo, vakanga vari kunana Britain nekumwe kwakadaro, vakanga vachiona nyaya yokuunganidza mari kakosha kudarika kupa vanhu vataka atinawo. Vanhu vagara vaine ukama nevanhu varwe verusununguko vakanga vachigara muvanhu. Saka nemuchinzwa zvichinzi vanhu verusununguko vanotaura kuti vakanga vari mvura nehove. Ndo zvakaitika izvo. Mukaona vanhu vakanga vari vakazenge vapinda muhurumende ndivo vakanga vari mumayunivhesitizi evarungu. Varungu vanga vakaisa zvinhu zvavo mavari. Ndo saka vakatora zvinhu zvevarungu vakazviita vakabvisa leadership code kuti vakwanise kuwana upfumi vachizviunganidzira ivo. Ava kutokanganwa maall veterans aya nepovho iye yakanga ichirwa hondo yechimurenga.
Gibbs, yeah. Of course, he was explaining about the leadership code, and remember that song for the ways of the soldier, you know, that they should not take anything from the masses.
Yeah.
But what is happening now is the exact opposite of those aspirations. So I was asking him about that. But Mr. Maia seems to be arguing that, you know, he thinks I don't know if you can call them the Mafikezolos or those who were, you know, there's a song by Chirikure Chirikure where he sings about Vebranj Remiri. You know, those who be in America and Britain while others are fighting back home, and then when there's independence, they go back and they grab all the positions.
Yeah.
So he's maintaining that maybe, you know, not the right people are in charge right now and back then, you know.
I want to see you, Baba Ndebele. Baba Ndebele, we are going to come on.
Nyakuzwa
tu. Baba Ndebele, siyakwazi kuti wadubeka kakhulu usegangeni ulala lenyoka impisi konke kwizinto kunjalo. Lamhlanje nxa uzikhangela njengomwa veteran khumbula le Lancaster House agreement konoku okwenziwayo uzwa njani?
Ngakuphi kakhulu Dube.
Enhlizweni yakho sibili ukuthi wena ubona ukuthi uhlezi njani empilweni khonapho ke njalo lokuthi ubona ngani walwela wakulwelayo kukhona yini kumbe wachitha isikhathi ijambo lidatshulwa ngameva ugijima egangeni lamhlanje awuzithola ngalutho?
Yebo Dube, hhayi ngiyakuzwa mna wami. Enza kutho mina njengoNdebele nxa ngikhangela iZimbabwe leyi ayisikho esa mina engikwami engicabanga ukuthi ngabe kuyikho khona. Mina dibe ngabaleka isikolo ngo-1976 ngahamba ngazikampela ngedwa ngisezihambe yakula muntu wambizayo. Ngangile njongo engangiyihambela ngithe sengiphethe lami umbhobho sengizivusa ngithwele ugodo lwami. Ngakhumbula ukuthi ngemva kwempi kuza kuba lokuthula okukhulu kakhulu. Kodwa nxa ngikhangela iZimbabwe kade njengombuzo wakho ngifuna ukungena embuzo nakho kakhulu ukuthi ngizwa njani. Mina Dube ngile mali ebhenki namuhla soni ngikhuluma ngolwesihlanu. Nxa ngisiya ebhenki ngisiyafuna i-2000 yami engiyifake emini ngo-2. Ngase ngisithi ngiyayilanda kusasa ngesaturday ekuseni bafike banjokha imali yami kayikho baza nginika i-$40. Ngemali yami Dube engeyami ebiza mina engiyisayinelayo ngoba ngiyime engiyifakileyo. Nxa kungaleyo ndlela namhlanje ngingena esitolo umuntu omncane ongaziyo ngeZimbabwe untshela akuthandayo. bese kuthi abantu bonke abaningi labo embabona behamba beclaim ukuthi bayilabo abayikho khona yiwaba namandla namhla ukwedlula mina engathwetshulwa ngathwala nzima abantu sebefaka amathayi lamasudu namuhla bekhuluma beklamasa besenza yonke into besitela thina okokwenza besithethisa bekhuluma yonke into bethi ama-overturn ngoba kulama-overturn angayisiwo ababona impi kumathelevision sebevuka beyiclaim ukuthi bangama-overturn beqambanga ngoba izenzo zabo kazithengisi ukuthi bangama-overturn bangeqiniso i-overturn lama-principles nelile-discipline lokho kwenzakala eZimbabwe hhayi asikho lokhu mina angikwazi ukuthi vele kwenzakalani kanti nabafana babuya bavele egoli babuya bethathela izimali umgwaqo wonke bathwala nzima ngapha thina ekhaya silakhisimuzi kodwa kuthiwa sisekuzibuse nguzibuse onjani nalo anyazisola kakhulu ayiregrete lokhu ukuthi ngenzakalani umlimi ngawo uyangixolela izono zami zonke ngazenzani abantu engababulalayo ngisithi ngizama ukulungisa izinto ngawo umlimi uyangixolela ngoba ngibonayo ukuhlupheka kwami lokhu izono zane engazenza ngokuthutha ngisithi ngiyalungisa kathi ngiyona
yes ukubambeka umlomo khonapho ndebeni yes akuzwa kakhulu sibili ukuthi hayi udaba lwakho luzima so what Mr. Ndebele is saying is that this is not the Zimbabwe that he was fighting for. He says, you know, he really regrets why he went to the liberation struggle and killed certain people, certainly. But he says he is seeking forgiveness for actually participating in a war in which he has not seen where people are going. So he says, you know, the thought of going to a bank is haunting these days. You can have $2,000 in a bank, but when you go there, they give you $40. When you leave there with your $40, you go to a shop trying to buy something. And somebody says anything of their choice. And he says, to make matters worse, you know, today there are some people who wear suits who address rallies. And while they're addressing those rallies, they tell war veterans a lot of nonsense. That's exactly how he put it. So he says, really, this is not what he fought for. And now he says even there are roadblocks that are mounted by the police. And people coming from Johannesburg or Botswana bringing groceries to their families. Those groceries are just seized for no apparent reason. So he says he's seeking really some kind of forgiveness from the Lord and nobody else. Yeah.
Let me go back to Mr. Mahia. Mr. Mahia, you heard what Mr. Ndebele said there. But some Mr. Mahia might say, why did it take long for you war veterans to start voicing your concerns about the leadership? It was only this year that, you know, you seem to be upping the game and saying enough is enough.
First of all, I want to agree with my colleague in Matabeleland that we don't seem to be enjoying the democracy that we fought for. And sometimes we actually go to an extent, we regret in fact for having done that, because we did not benefit from what we did. There is nobody in any country who works and does not get anything. In any case, you want to understand why it has taken so long. It is the revolutionary principle that our war was long, a long war. And that the process of meeting the revolutionary objectives was going to be to happen over a period. It was not going to be instant. It was going to be gradual. The revolutionary principles that we had, we understood, we thought the nationalists also understood these things and were walking the talk of the revolutionary principles. We didn't know that the nationalists were walking the capitalist talk, the capitalist principle. So this is where the difference is. So that is the reason why the war veterans were excluded. And surely the war veterans are regretting for having done what they did. The reason why we raised up this year is that people then went on political podiums and platforms to start vilifying us, demonizing us, and going to an extent of trying to remove or ensure that the revolutionary legacy is removed from the whole process of political development in Zimbabwe. That is why you find that all the old war veterans are said kuti ngava chibva zvavo, because they are going to be replaced by the young people. Our number is dwindled, that's what they say. So we are no longer relevant because we are now very few. So this is why we are talking about all these things. In actual fact, there is much to be talked about the truth of the process of the revolution. What happened in the revolution, about which has never been spoken. And if people want to get to understand it, they must consult the war veteran of what happened in Zambia, what happened in Mozambique, what happened in the forefront. We have that information. So we are saddened and feeling pains why we participated, because today those people who have been to universities are the people who are demonizing us today. They are the secretaries of administration of the party. They are the political commissars of the party. They are everything. But war veterans are not allowed or did not get the opportunity to occupy those decision-making positions.
Mm-hmm. But, Mr. Maia, some might argue that, after the war, everyone was to be equal, right? Even those who were educated had a role to play. Why should those institutions be a preserve of the fighters only?
Let me tell you what happens. You understand very much about the war that is in Syria, don't you? You understand the war that is in Afghanistan, don't you? But you will agree with me that there are institutions in the West that are understanding these wars, these wars' developments, in order to provide the strategies for the West to overcome those problems and how they should approach it. That is what happened in Zimbabwe. When Zimbabwe nationalism rose, Zimbabwe became a project of the West. So they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly who was going to become who. So the reason why we are raising about it now is that we have come to a crossroad where we find the revolutionary principles and what is happening to be at loggerheads.
Oh, okay, thank you. Regai Torebwe Mutereri Mukoma Ephraim Makadi.
Shavara makadiko.
Aiwa tiri nani nyaya iri mudariro maidzwa iyi. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Nyaya iri mudariro yakanaka kwazvo. Asi dambudziko ratinaro bedzi nderekuti vari kutaura vamaizi avo vane dambudziko rimwe chete. Havana kuvimbika. Nekuti maovheterenzi kana achitaura kuti anga ari vanhu vevanhu, pane nguva yakaramba vanhu utongi hwezanupf 2008. Vakabatsirana navana nemukuru wavo varobert mugabe kutera vanhu masimba avo zvavanotoziva ivo novanga vachitungamirira nderavanavo maiya ivavanhu. Chinotinetsa ndechekuti kana nguva yavanenge vadzingwa yaya ndopavada kutaura nezvekushata kuvatungamirira vavo. Pakadzingwa mai mudhuru paya paya vanenge vachirova maoko vaitotautaura kuti mai mudhuru aya vana kutorwa hondo zvakanaka. Ezvino vadzingwa manje iwo naana Christopher Mutsvangwa ndopavada kutanga kutiudza kuti vakanakira vanhu. Vanoreva nhema ndovaigurawo maoko vanavo maiya vanotozviziva. Saka zvekuti mutumo uri pune vemuzimbabwe kana kuti hapana langestausi kana nyuko useni hazvishandi kana zvanupiye zvichitonga nekuti ivo vamaiya vakangodzokera kuzanupiye fiko vanototanga kudzokera mulaini nevatungamiri vavo. Uye muzanupiye fumakazara muovheterenzi ka vamugabe muovheterenzi munangagwa muovheterenzi vavo vazhinji vane zvigaro vese vari kumauto nechi nevari kutongwa maparasetos maovheterenzi ivo bedzi mukana wavo hausipo. Saka vakuda kutsoropodza vanhu ava. Nyika ndeye vanhu vese, hazvina basa kuti munhu ari kutonga ndiani kana enda pachigaro chipi ndeicheyo ezvilongo achita zvinodikanwa navanhu. Vamaiya vari kuraa nhema zvava kutaura zvese izvi nyange dee vakada kudii. Ndo vakatanga kutotorera vanhu kutyora mutemo, vakatorera vanhu masimba avo. Vabvunziwe kuti vakaita mwedzi mingani maerekedzo asina kubuda. Paakazonzi abuda ndo vakati aiona mumisha wavo achiponda vanhu maovheterenzi nekuti nhasi Christopher Mutsvangwa naye vadzii. Ndopa vakuda kutanga kutaura nhasi kuti zvinhu asi kufambiswa zvakanaka. Sekera akambotaura izvozvo izvi vachangobva kuhondo vakamudzinga. Ndikaimai mafaira akataura izvo vakamudzinga. Kana zviri kudirawo bedzi zvakashata kudirawo ndopavada kuedza kuti tida kugadzirira zvinhu. Manje manje vakataura kumidhendi kuti munangagwa akasatonga todeura ropa. Munangagwa achi ndiye mumwe wovheterani wacho ariko muzanupiyefu. Ndovane zvifungo zvaro kuti hazvisi kufamba zvakanaka. Saka tinoda kuti vanyatsotaurira kuti ndiani toya muvhetirina ari chati tungamirira zvakanaka asina mwoyo wakafanana newavo panguva yavanga vachiri kuzanupiefu ene vari kutaura zvakadaro nekuti havasiri muzanupiefu ezvinezvi vari kutorwira kumasvingo vanga vada kutoenda vatitadza kuendeswa rizi nekuti vakadzingwa nevanga variko vanga da vasingambopikisi zvekutaura kuti zvamuri kuitira vanhu zvakashata vanga vada vachingotiwo pamberi nezanupiefu pamberi nevamugabe vamugabe vachatongwa kusvika madhonga amira nyanga ivo vanga iyeyo vakatombotaura mashoko iwayo vanga vasatinyebera nhasi nekuti vadzingwa
regai tipe vamahiya mukana wekupindura vamahiya pindurai tinzwa
dambudziko renguva rinongovapo nderekuti let me first of all talk about what I think and what I know and what I want you to write down and remember in history whether I'm alive or dead for as long as the war veterans do not get their rightful place as contributors to the revolution zvinonetsa kuti zvinhu zvemunyika muno zvinzi zvabudirira nokuti mawo veterans vanhu vane nyama vanhu vane mweya vanhu vakasikwa namwari zvavari kutaura izvozvo vanogona vanhu vanogona kuzvitora neinterpretation yavo sezvandakabotaura rimwe zuva kuti every word in a dictionary has got dual understandings or dual interpretation. That is his interpretation of things. But what I know is kuti ari kutaura izvozvo nokuda kwechikonzero chokuti iye pachake haana chaakaita haazivi zvakaitika hapana chaakakontributa chaari kubhenefita iye ndechakaitwa nesu iye asipo asi haadi kutenda pane zvaakaitirwa iye asipo saka hapana chokutaurira vanhu vakaita saivavo because havana contribution yavakaita muhondo takanga tiinemwe principle yakanga ichiti he who does not work does not eat and if he is eating today haafaniri kutijokonyedza uye anoda kuziva kuti isusu takanga takakoshesa utungamiriri hwakanga huchitungamirira hondo hwanga huri sacred kwatiri ende taifanira kupa mukana kuutungamiriri ihwohwo asi hatifaniri kuzorambidzwa kutaura pamusoro peutungamiriri ihwohwo kana taakuona kuti zvinhu izvozvo zvaakuita maitiro atinoona kuti hakusina kwazviri kuita kanguva yatinotangira kupindira kutaura pamusoro pezvazvo inofanira kugamuchirwa isi inofanira kuonekwa seyakanaka nokuti ndisu tinoziva kwatiri kuenda uyu bofu haana kwaanoziva kwaari kuenda anongori munhu ari kutungamirirwawo saka ngaarege kujokonyedza vanhu vakamuitira he should not bite the finger that fed him from time yaakava kusvika patiri panapa ndozvinotirwadza izvozvo zvaari kutaura izvozvo zviyazviyazvi nokuti and we know kuti haasi munhu wese kutaura kwandiri kuita vari kundinzwa vari kunzvimbo dzakarwawa hondo izi chimurenga vari kuziva kuti ndiri kutaura zvechokwadi zvakaitika iye anga asina chaari kuita saka he will never believe that and we can't force him to believe it because zvakafanana nemwana akazvarwa 1983 you can't expect that person to know enda humupi mhosva yekuti nemhaka yei usina kuzviziva because anga asipo
tinotendawo mai Gibbs let's bring in Ndebele
kubabundebele baba Ndebele urokusikona cingwani babo
hayi ngikhona mfanam
ye singathi baba Ndebele singavula izifuba zethu sikhulume ukusizwisa ubuhlungu kodwa ke umbuzo ozasala kuwe baba Ndebele ukuthi pho ke kuyiwa ngaphi nxa abantu befuthelele kangaka kuqaliswa ngaphi kuyephela njani
kuzima mfanam hayi kungasenani ngiyaweza amadoda akhuluma lawo kodwa ke ngifuna ukuthanda ukubeka into efana naleyi dube amazwi amaucina mna wami asikhangelenini umbuzo wakho othi wona itopic yakho ngiyelankasouse eka-1979 singadaiveti abantu singalakhisi abantu umkhondo siye bambo okungayisikho asigcileni kulancaster house lo lama lezithelo zayo kuze kufike namuhla right ngithi mina okwenzakala elancaster house sasingekho Gibbs kodwa okwenzakala eZimbabwe kusitshengisa obala kusitshengisa ama-results alokho kwakukhulunywa eLancaster House ukuthi kwakukhulunywa eLancaster House kwakuqilwana kuphela bakhona babedlelezelwa besenzele kusenziwa ngani kuyakhulunywa bona bedlelezelwa nabo bavuma bengaboni yikho kwenza ukuthi nxa sokuphuma ama-results sithi siyacomplaina bese sichaya imilomo bese kuthiwa sikhuluma kakhulu kumele sibulawe. Wathi ngo-1987 kwathiwa sokubanjwana njalo seze sebabambana abadala bebambele sibakhangele laphana Dube. Ubaba uRobert Mugabe wathi yena izanu from that day is dissolved. UJoshua Nkomo wathi Zapu is dissolved. Kodwa 2 days ngemva kwalokho sezwa ubaba uRobert Mugabe sithi izanu PF ibanje libusayo. Sathi sivukeni ni futhi yona kuthiwa idizolviwe. Sathi yebo siyakubona. Come development njengabantu abalwela ilizwe labo. Sathi imoto yathi siqonde enkaya konke umgwaqo wakhona unjani. Sathi imoto iqonde etholotho. Sathi imoto iqonde ekhezi. Ngibona ukuthi ispeed ozahamba ngaso. Yiso ozahamba ngaso yini usuka eBlawayo usuya koZwimba. Kuyafanana yini njengama-liberation parties amabili alwela into A1. Yikho mina njengoNdebele ngisithi iBritain ingadlali ngathi ngoba lokho esikwenza ukuthi idelela lokho ngabasekele sise sinjalo thina abantu besiNdebeleni ngoba lokho esakululayo sikubona namhlanje kudla abanye abangazange babambe ivini umphobho abangazange bavele badubule yona intethe yiba abasuthayo namhla besitshela amanyala. No, ningazi so madoda liyasivusela okunye lapho. Yekelani sife sithule.
Hayi siyakuza Ndebele ubambe khonapho ungayindawo ubambe sibili sizagcina sikucela ukuthi uqedise. Yes, so what Mr. Ndebele is saying that what is happening today is a true reflection of what happened at the Lancaster House conference. So I'd asked him a question of, you know, why cry so much without doing something? You know? He said, you know what? Let's not talk too much about that. Let's concentrate on the Lancaster House agreement. But at the end of the day, he says, you know, there was a belief that day in 1987, there was some kind of unity. But thereafter, a day or two after the signing of the agreement, Mr. Mugabe was yet saying, you know, ZANU-PF is the ruling party, yet he said ZANU-PF was dissolved. So those are the hazy kind of things that he's talking about. And he says, you know, in terms of development, you look at Nkai Road, you look at Cholocho Road, Kezi Road, all those kind of roads. They're bad. But he says, just throw an eye at Zwimba Road, whether it's there or not. He says, you're going to be shocked. But these are the same people that fought for the liberation of the same country that are being given, you know, different kind of development plans. At the end of the day, he says, there's an unfair balance of that kind of development. Yeah.
Regai tiende kumuteriri wedu va gogode makadi.
Ngofara angu vazuru makadi.
Aiwa tiri kuno kuri nani zvako kuwa yedu ndo inenge yafamba ikoti gaga tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Hai ndaida kugadzira matarira ngachita vamahiya. Vamahiya kana vachipfurwa havasa bomba munuka nokuti vamahiya vanonasa kuti bezvimezvi ZANU-PF yashata nokuti vakadzingwa. Ndiwe vaiponda vanhu ndiwe vaita zvinhu zvakaipa saka
vagogode hatingotaure pamhepo kuti ndinge akaponda ari pasina umbo nekuti harisi matare hatinenge tisingadi kutaura zvakadaro ngatingotaure nyaya yedu tisingapomere vanhu mhosva dzatisina umbowo nadzo tinenge takanganisa ipapo.
Mhosva dzinogona kushaya kuti hapana umbowo asi pagiraundi dzine dzioni kwato. Nyaya imwene tikaziva kuti ndavasatuvasi kuti ivo ndi vanoziva nokuti zvokwane njani kurwa hondo tese takarwa nokuti chero munhu wese wanga ari mujibha munhu wese wakachipa information wanga achipa chikafu kwasikasheka saka vakati ivo ndi vanoziva vanhu vese vanga vasina kubata fudha vane chaanoziva vari kurashika vamahiya tibatoda kugadzira ipapo.
Aiwa tinotenda vamahiya pindurai kuti vhare chirongwa chedu.
Munhu wese ane chaakaita uye nyaya iripo ndeyekuti hazvirevi indiringotaura zvandinoziva. Iye munhu wese ane mvumo yekutaurawo zvaanoziva. Indiri kutaura zvandanga ndakagara pamusoro pazvo as a commander of the liberation struggle. Nekwatava tichinda nekwatava tichibva ndo zvandiri kurondedzera. Kana paine munhu anenge aine zvaanzwa zvine zviine zvazvamuita zvandiri kutaura izvi kana ukazobva ukaona mumwe munhu ari kudivi rekwatakatinga kwatakanga tirwawo ndechikumurenga unonzwa achitaura zvandiri kutaura ndozvechokwadi.
tinotenda baba iya
tinotenda mapedza nega
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tine urombo kuti nguva yedu ndo yapera. We want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Douglas Maia, spokesperson Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, ZIPRA combatant Mr. Richard Ndebele. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook, our callers, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.